How do you stay and remain grounded? Right now I'm sitting in my living room after just having practiced a little bit of yoga, and I'm just starting to settle in for Zazen, and I'm reflecting on my morning. It's right now about 7:50 a.m. and yesterday I dropped my wife off at the airport, actually at a friend's home, so that she could get to the airport early this morning for a flight to Haiti. She'll be going there with my son Malcolm for this coming week. And this morning around 4:30, I thought, I'm not sure if she's got everything that she needs. So I better make sure my phone is on so that she can call just in case. And then shortly after that, I knew she would be up at around 4:45. I sent her a text message wishing her well on her journey. Well, I'm not even sure that she received that text message, but within a minute after having sent it, she called me saying that she had forgotten her passports, her passport and Malcolm's passport. And so the only thought on my mind was to get those passports and drive the 45 minutes it takes to get to Des Moines from Ames and get her those passports as soon as possible. Otherwise, she would miss her flight, and it wasn't even certain that I would be able to get there in time. So I immediately searched for the passports, pulled on some clothes, rushed out the door, and this is for maybe 4:50 by the time I got to the garage to get to the car and get in there and drive on down. Drove very, very fast. I was breaking the speed limit. And I was also noticing in myself as I was doing this, how could she have forgotten the passports? And getting very, very angry and noticing the tension and heat building in my chest. And I began to question. I thought, wait a minute, what can I do here? I love to practice meditation, but if I can't do this right now, what use is it? And I found, as soon as I started to think about or put my attention on my body, particularly on the contact that my body was making with the chair in the car seat, as soon as I began to notice the sensations wherever my body was making contact with that chair, it began to disrupt this pattern of anger and upsetness, or having to wake up so abruptly and rush. And I continue with that. I continued asking myself other questions like, what's going on right now? You know, just to ask the question, as opposed to getting caught up into this feeling of self-righteousness or this feeling of anger, like I shouldn't have to do this. Instead, asking myself the question, what's going on right now? What are you noticing in your body? So after seeing her, and of course I was happy to see her and my son kind of unexpectedly this morning, give her the passports and make sure that she got off on the plane quickly and in time, and that she actually did make it miraculously. If I hadn't had a car, this would have never happened. She would have been stuck. So really a miracle that happened. And then coming down off of that adrenaline rush, that adrenaline high. This is another part of the practice, because if I can't discharge that adrenaline, then it just continues to cycle around in my body. And so on my way back home, I took my time. I listened to a story on a podcast that I enjoy listening to. And it helped to ground me, just listening to that. And then coming back home, of course, I couldn't get to sleep. And I began my yoga practice. I began to do an easy kind of yoga practice, kind of getting myself back into the swing of things. And now I find myself here beginning to sit. But this is the Zen of grounding, the Zen of being grounded. And luckily, I have the time. I have the time. I don't have to rush off to work. I have plenty of things to do, but luckily I'm in charge of my own schedule. So that's also a big benefit to me right now. And I know that not everybody out there has that luxury. But when we do have those, and I don't always have those either, usually at this time I'm taking care of my son, so I don't always have this luxury. But seizing the opportunities that come to us, seizing the moments that come to us where we can practice and taking advantage of them fully, not feeling any guilt or shame about taking more time than we usually do to practice settling our mind, to practice being here. This is the Zen of being grounded. This particular episode of the podcast went on a little bit longer than usual, but I felt given the circumstances, it would be helpful for listeners out there to give an example from my own life that just happened. And I really sincerely hope you can find a way to find your own center in the midst of your own chaos, whatever that chaos might be in the moment. Can you take the time to be, if not with yourself, then aware of yourself, aware of what's going on within you? The Zen of being grounded.